It says in Daf Nehemiah Aleph, which on the pasuk it says v'chalayim ra'im v'nemanim, that's ra'im b'shlichusim and nemanim b'shvuasim. So Rashi explains that ra'im b'shlichusim is that they keep their shlichus shmiyasim and saguf, and nemanim b'shvuasim is that they're not going to leave the person until the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashbiya them not to leave. Like the Gemara says earlier that b'shashim b'shagin eisen aladim mashbiya eisen shaltelcha l'biyim plani v'latetza l'biyim plani v'shal plani v'saladei plani v'adei sam plani. That they have a shvuah to not leave before whatever day that Hashem Shabbos is kaveya, that the chayli should leave, and that's how he touches pasuk. The pasuk in the teicha v'hifla Hashem es makayis chav es makas zara acha makas gnos v'nemanis v'chalayim ram v'nemanim. That this is part of the teicha that the macha that comes, it's going to be ra and it will never leave before the date that Hashem Shabbos said that it should leave. If you look in the tefillah of nishma, so we say there's an interesting lashon over there. We thank Hashem Shabbos for saving us. We say Micher Hitzaltanu Midavri Milatanu Michalayim Raim and Emanim Dilisanu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us from these Chalayim Raim and Emanim. Now Luchari over here at Sarachi, and why do we use this Lashon Ne'emanim? We're trying to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He saves us even from these bad machlas. So Bishma, when we say Raim, that's adding to the Shvach. Hashem saves us even from Chalayim that are Raim, that are bad, even for that Hashem saves us. But when you add the word Ne'emanim, that is not Luchari not adding to the Shvach, it's taken away from it, because that means that Mitchila, the Chayli came in with a shvua that it has to leave by Yom Plaini by this time, and is already, you know, set into motion from the beginning that it's going to leave at that point. So if it's already Mikvah Mitchila that it's going to leave at a certain date, then that takes away from the Shvach when we say that Hashem was Dilisana, Hashem saved us from that Chayli, because Mitchila, that's why the Chayli was Nikva. So why do we add the word Minemanim over here? That doesn't add to the Shvach. It takes away from the Shvach, it takes away from the Haidah, that the Shvach who saves us from these Chalayim Raim Minemanim. And I was thinking maybe the Pshat could be, maybe this is a riot with the Marsha writes over here, that even though the Gemara says that we're Mashbiya, Hashem is Mashbiya L'Chayli, not to leave before Yom Plaini, but that's been Astam. But through Tshuva, Tefillah, and Staka, a person has the ability to change that Shvua, and Avada the Machla could go away even before that time. But in Astam, if there is no Tshuva, Tefillah, and Staka, then the Machla is not going to go away. So it could be that what we mean over here with Nishma is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us even from the Chalayim Raim and Ne'emanim Dilisanu, even before this man, even though they're Ne'emanim and Hashem is Mashviya them not to leave before Yom Plaini, and they're Ne'emanim Mishvuasim and they're not going to leave before. But Afal Pichain, there's a Midas Arachimim that Hashem is Dilisanu, Hashem will allow the Machla to go away earlier as long as there's Tshuva, Tefillah, and Staka, and that's good for the Chiddush, even though it's Ne'emanim, but the Kach of Tshuva, Tefillah, and Staka could override it, and that is the Haidah of Dilisanu.